Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
My goodness, I just have easy.
Technical difficulties.
Knowledgeable intellect.
Are you there?
What up? It's Kaya. What's going on?
What's up, dude? My bad. This blog talk radio. In the beginning and end of the show, I just have like such weird problems. No reason. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I mean, I'm all right. I mean, on my break right now at work, but, you know, I'm talking to you, so I'm all right.
Yeah, dude, tell us about your background and stuff. Did you, I know you studied a little bit in Cali for some music?
Yeah, man. I actually went to school after high school. I finished a year early. Because I found out what I wanted to do, basically. I wanted to do music, and I thought, why stay here? Because, you know, I kind of already knew. So I went ahead, and I enrolled in a place called Recording Connection. You know, I got hooked up to the hip-hop community and the music community in general, and I've been engineering ever since, you know. So, you know, I do mixing is more of my thing, and I'm still learning the technical side of it, you know, like mic placement and, you know, different, you know, putting plugs in certain spots and things like that. And, you know, it's fun.
I enjoy it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man, that is very apparent in your music, like how well produced it is. It reminds me of like
thank you.
A loose comparison to Big Crit. I mean, like a very young, raw Big Crit. The way that you produce it, it all fits together. So you got like a little soul to it too. That's what I really dig on that a lot. And where did you grow up at?
Where I grew up, man, I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, man, like right next to Tarrant County, like Ed Keller and Halton. I was like right in the middle of it, like on Western Center is where I spent most of my time. But, you know, after school, especially as I got older, I went everywhere. You know, I was all over the place, you know, just hanging out in different places. And I loved it because now looking back, I love it now because I was able to meet a lot of different people from a lot of different areas, different nationalities and different backgrounds. So, being around diverse people kind of made my, you know, my mentality diverse over time. At first it wasn't, but eventually, looking back on it now, it was at probably the best thing for me, you know, so I could kind of be in every circle. It doesn't really matter your background. I can pretty much talk to you, you know, in general. It doesn't really matter what you've been through, away from, and I don't really care. And so long as you're a cool dude, like, I can hang with you, you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. Like that, and that's really, I mean, that's, I grew up in Arlington, which, for those who don't know, that is a suburb of Fort Worth and Dallas. Like,
yeah,
not
far
at all. And that whole area is just kind of like that. There's so many people down there that are just from all over the world and all over the place.
Our infrastructure wasn't built for it. Our infrastructure is not built for all those people either. There's way too many people.
Yeah, definitely. It can be a rough one. I mean, with the heat too, it just makes people a little crazy, definitely around there. But that definitely also adds a lot of flavor to everything that happens in Texas. Definitely, I mean, the Texans sound very apparent. And I'm very excited just because, like, DFW rap scene never anything like ever Big Tuck. It's really the best rapper kind of past like 10 years that I can think of out of Dallas, honestly. Besides up and comers now.
Right. Yeah, man. Like the whole squad. You know, we're just doing whatever we can to kind of come up and just seeing the other rappers. You know, you got all types of rappers, and honestly, the thing I want to do most at the moment with rap is just bring balance back to hip hop itself. I don't mind swag rap. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't want to listen to really intelligent lyrical rap. Sometimes I just want to bump some Waka Flocka and kind of zone out and just be stupid, honestly. You know, as long as it's balanced out. I just don't want it where it's just stupid music and the smart music never gets played, or if it's the real lyrical, deep storytelling stuff and you never hear anything fun. I think hip-hop is at its best when it's balanced. In fact, I think life is at its best when you're out of balance and you kind of come to understanding and you put everything in its proper place and perspective. So, you know, thanks to some great producers like Louie, you know, who I think you have on the show tonight, don't you?
Yeah, Louie's going to be on later. Shag's going to be on later. And I mean, all three of you guys, like, are very, very, I mean, that whole scene was a little just putting on, in my opinion, but that's just because it's never been anything. So, y'all are those papers. Which I'm fucking excited to shit about, you know. I mean, like, even like, Houston scene has kind of tapered off. I mean, there's still OGs out there who are doing...
You're always going to have school fans and stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, like, Kirko is doing his thing, and, like also...
Kirko grew on me, by the way. At first, I didn't like Kirko. Then the more I listened to his stuff and really understood what he was doing, you know, I get what he's doing. You know, he makes a song for the radio, but deep down there's a lot of respect for, like, Screw and the real hip-hop stuff. So Kirko grew on me, man. I like Kirko.
Yeah, definitely. And man, it's just nice to y'all producing stuff, especially you chopping and screwed up. That was what I really first heard you on. That makes that you drop back. And dude, some of that stuff is fucking class. I'll still throw that on. I fucking love chopping and screwed. It's something that is deep down in my heart that I just absolutely fucking adore.
Yeah, man. I really enjoy it, man. I enjoy my old music. I still do it. It's just less often because I'm rapping and working now. At the time, I wasn't working. And, you know, basically the people I was affiliated with at the time, they were just like, man, you always got to put out something. So I was just like, all right, I can chop and screw. Or some people like to call it choppy slow. Some people get, you know, upset, you know, antsy with the titles, whatever. Everyone, you know, I give respect to Screw in all manners. Like, if you look on my Bandcamp page where you can still find that, and the Pledge mixtape itself, on all those, I always put RIP to the originator, DJ Screw. I try to avoid any track that he chopped up, but it's hard because anything from the 90s or early 2000s, you know, he already touched on. But, you know, I try to give him all respect in all facets. You know, he has his lane. We don't do it the same. You can tell the difference. I can tell you are fans, so you know the difference. We don't chop up the same. We don't mix songs in together the same. It's completely different. But, you know, thank you for that, you know. People act like they didn't like the Child's Few stuff. It's an acquired taste, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think one of my favorite albums of all time, in all honesty, is Little Boosie and Chopped and Screwed by DJ Rel, but I'm not too sure. It's just Chopped and Screwed. So it's just like one of those slow rides, you know what I mean? Like, people not from Texas, really, from the South more, so don't really understand that slow ride, you know, just kind of just
right.
cruising around town all night,
yeah,
and sunset, smoking, meeting up with everybody all over town all night. That's the lifestyle down there, and that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's something that you don't really get outside of the South, and that is,
right. It's
required there, exactly like you said. Hey, I want to play 8x8 just so everybody can kind of get a flavor for you real quick. We'll continue. I'm just going to put you on mute real quick.
Okay, man, go for it, man. Enjoy, guys.
Yeah, and this is 8x8 by Knowledgeable Intellect.
Send the ride out too. rolling in my 6-4. Yeah, take Louis on the beat,
right here, man.
I'm break y'all off with a little story right quick.
Let's do it.
Rolling in my 6-4. Man, you know his kind. You keep him in all those rep lines. His roly shines as he's twine. He smoke a bueno. Moving white from Grapevine to Plano. From Plano to Houston. In Houston, he's boosting. In the panhandle, you know he handle. Texas with badass gamble. The candy paint, safely dripping. When it comes to a fin, man, he ain't tripping. Got a bunch of dimes, couple quarters, couple pennies that ain't worth a nickel. He's got guns. Insert from here. So keep your weakest over there. Late night, he maneuvers. Rolled up with the smoke up. He's careless. His girl's head. You catch my drift. The radio bumps. Spice one, but what's this? 5-0, hydro, time for survival. The jig is up, the game up. Now guess what? He was rolling in his 6-4. 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 Rolling in his 6-4. He was rolling in his 6-4. Rolling in his 6-4. He was rolling in his 6-4. It's years later, he's out on bail, fresh out of jail. New world with a new order. Congratulations, he's got a daughter. Can't get no job, ain't got no whip. These youngins don't know him. Respect, they don't show him. So now we're seeing all the fiends that he used to serve. Got word of his incarceration, reputation. One day, on the old block, he stopped. A man croaks on his territory. You remember me? On seminary, coming down for the brown. I don't want your crown, or your gangster gown. Heard you was in town, and I need to say I made it. Got a couple degrees with no fees. I'm mad clean and I'm in church. He turns around and walks away with no trepidation, no hesitation. All main characters think, man, I wish I was rolling in my 6-4. Rolling in my 6-4. Rolling in my 6-4. Rolling in my 6-4. I wish rolling in my 6-4. Rolling in my 6-4. Rolling in my 6-4. Rolling in my 6-4. And we out.
And we gone.
Is off Twedge mixtape, which is on Bandcamp, right?
Yeah. Bandcamp, knowledgebandcamp.com. You know, just type that in, and I'll be the first guy that pops out. You know, my picture as black and white, me in the booth, reading off of paper. You know, and I love writing. By the way, most of my stuff is written. I might spit a freestyle every now and then, but you know, I don't think writing decreases the value of a rapper. You know, that's just one aspect of it. You know, so. That's where you can find it if you're looking for it. Nas Man and all the Chop and Screw records, they still up there too. They ain't going nowhere.
Yep. That's what I was just about to say, like I was saying, man, those, some of those songs on Chocolate Shrimp Cake, that are just classic. So still just love and I'll throw on, because I do work at an industry out here, so I do like to get a little out of my mind sometimes, and Chopping Screwed is the best thing to listen to.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I talked to a lot of local ones, too. Like, Louis will tell you more about the group he's working with, Later Beach. You know, they're on there. Annex is on there. A bunch of local artists, man, that, you know, we all trying to do our thing and really improve our hip-hop scene and the hip-hop scene as a whole. Because it all starts locally and moves up like the pyramid, honestly.
It does. And another thing, it all starts on the court, too. We want to get you boys out in the river at some point, because, I mean, this is Earl Tiny Amber's literary underground. Tiny Amber, my roommate's record label. It's a nitty record label, but, I mean, like, hell, why not?
I mean, you know, I'm
like, different. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm definitely down there. Eventually, I'm going to get over there, well, up there. To where you live at, man. There's no way. At some point, I feel like we're almost destined to meet physically at some point, you know. Because we've actually been talking way before this for a while now, man. You know, trying to get some poetry done. I do poetry as well. Got rejected. They didn't take my poem, guys. My feelings was hurt. No, I'm playing. But, you know what I'm saying?
It's a rough world, man, as a writer.
I know.
It's a rough world as a musician. My music is not. I make music too. I try, at least. I chose to do a few rounds just because it's natural to poetry. You know what I mean? It's what I do on a daily basis. It's a little more fun because I get to think faster and there's music with it. I feel like I'm a badass.
A little bit more free. I mean, usually, you know, I'm talking about poetry. You know, you can kind of almost just about do whatever you want. You know, with poetry, music, you can do the same thing lyrically as a rapper, but you still kind of want to, you know, at least be near the vicinity of the beat, you know. Me and Louis have that real work down to a science. You know, some rappers, honestly, I'm not to say I'm so great, but some rappers are not good enough to rap in a different way. They have to stick to, like, 16 hook, because they're just not that good. Me and Louis have it. He already knows there's nothing that he can really do with the beat that he intends for it to be rapped over, because sometimes he gets into the instrumentalist phase, you know, where he just kind of does whatever, and it goes bananas, and there's no real kind of pattern at all. But just about anything he can do, man, I can keep up with. So I can be pretty creative in both facets, but sometimes I like to go back to my roots of poetry and just writing, you know, free form.
And you got that good story form too, which is dope. Like there's songs that are kind of more leaning towards a party vibe, and there are songs that lean towards really like structured story that has, you know, beginnings and ends. And man, like in the writing community that I'm in, like, man, I'll read shit that doesn't have as good of a beginning, middle, as end as like what you can pack into like three to five minutes on. And that's why I mean, story.
Yeah, I came up listening to a lot of Notorious B.I.G. You know, he was my really first big artist. I was like, oh my God, you know, and that's an artist, you know, the first thing I've listened to that I was like, as a rapper, you know, he wasn't the first rappers ever. The first rap CD I ever listened to was actually Outkast. But B.I.G. was when I began to rap, when I was first really impressionable as a rap artist, he was the first one I listened to. And if you remember, you know, anything about B.I.G., I mean, he was constantly telling the story, you know, on every, like, especially on Ready to Die. Life After Death, too, you know, he kind of had some more singles where he wasn't really talked about much. But especially on Ready to Die, like, almost every track, really, when you listen to it, is really a story. So it just kind of developed, you know, inwardly. And I've always just told good stories, messing with people, screwing around, and, you know, being serious. I've always told just pretty good tales, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the things that I really like going on in hip hop throughout the whole scene, like LA, New York, like Texas, like up to Seattle, Miami. Like everybody is like adopting
early tactics of hip hop and implementing it with new sound. And that's always exciting whenever you, because that's, you know, that's how you have to improve. It's like respect your elders and respect the past and how things have been done, but also improve upon that and like make it a little cleaner, make it a little grungier. Like, I mean, like Greater Clan, the Space Coast Purp out in Miami, like they've taken that early 90s, like triple six stuff, but then like made it even darker and crazier. You know?
Right.
Like,
yeah, I get what you mean, man. Like, it's always important to look back, you know, so I have no problem with that, really. I just use some of the older artists, those people I just gravitated to. I don't know why. Just a lot of people throughout my life, I'm musically related, have always told me I have an old soul. So I just kind of gravitated to older artists in general. So it's there. I can't deny it. Like storytelling, some of the older sounds will probably always be there no matter what. But you just kind of try to, you know, take a style, take a piece of it, make it your own. So I'm glad it's coming back. The 90s style is coming back, you know. Now, if we just get people to also rap it, you know, like their, because production is actually starting to sound more 90-ish in some facets, you know, but not the actual raps themselves. You know, people are still rapping like they're out of their mind, you know. If we can get people to bring it back, if we want to go all the way back, let's do it all the way fully, you know what I'm saying? Let's no semi up in here, you know?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like, and the game lost a rapper who I thought was bringing back that early 90s rap sound, Capital D's, back in the summer, and that was a big,
I was extremely surprised by that, man. Like, I was extremely surprised when I looked at it. I was like, what? And like, no way. And did he do it on Christmas or Christmas Eve, something like that? You know,
it was on Christmas Eve, because I was in Albuquerque at one of my friends' house, and, I woke up. And saw the Twitter feed, and I mean, I was just like, you know, like generally things don't expect me from like people that I've never met, like just like an underground person, feel real connected to all the underground artists out there, like we're all out there doing it because of it, you know what I mean? And he was one of those that was like, him and Joe in New York are both channels that like that raw New York sound, so it's like it was cool. I don't know, and that's what I really
did he leave a note or anything Did he leave like a note behind or say anything? Because I saw the Twitter message. The Twitter message was kind of weird. It was kind of creepy. It was something like the end. I think that was just it.
Yeah.
But you know,
still very old ways the rock and roll is, because like you produce a lot less songs, I feel like, and also the equipment's more. I don't know. It's just the hip hop scene is just so more internet friendly and more accessible to people everywhere. It's really cool. I don't know how that's happened, but I'm glad that it has, especially being a big hip hop head as I am.
Yeah, internet, and hopefully they never take. And I heard this, and first time I ever got a revelation about this was from Drew B. Shine, and he's one of the big homies down around here. He's well known. He said if they ever take out CD changes from a car, because you know CDs they don't really sell well. And I think about they are outdated already, but the thing about just getting rid of them, like, that would kill hand-to-hand transaction. Like, I wouldn't be able to see you in the streets and be like, hey, man, check my mixtape and hand you a CD anymore. You know, you'd have to get everything online, and then that's more painstaking. They got to go look it up. You know, the small stuff, like, is the stuff that makes you even not want to do anything. They got to look it up, load it up to their player, and, you know, they got to go find and all that, and they already got stuff they like in the player. What if they don't like it? You know, and the whole bit, you know, so it would really murder a lot of the hand-to-hand transaction, you know, interaction on the street. Like, I see my homeboy on the street, check out my mixtape, all right, puts it in, bumps it around the town, you know. You can't do that anymore. So I hope they never get rid of CD players. That would really hurt local artistry and just the music industry as far as rap in general.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I mean, one of the crazy things about it, too, is, like, vinyl is making such a huge comeback, but it costs so much to produce so little on vinyl. So it's like, for underground artists, it's just worthless to do. So it's like, look, you know, like my roommate's record label is actually like a tape label, so everything comes out on tapes. I mean, of course, there's CD versions and MP3 versions, but like tapes, it's like that's really like a scene in and of itself. And like there's bands all across the country that just have like tape labels and they trade tapes and stuff like that. So it's just like, I don't know. It's like niches are just like the new trend in music. Like with the advent of the internet, it's just like music is just completely different than it's ever been. It's just like a renaissance almost. It's really cool.
New age ran, man. But hey, actually, you know what I gotta do? I gotta get back to work in a couple minutes, man. You know, realize.
Sure,
man.
We're gonna.
I'm loving this right now. I wish I could stay for a bit longer, but I got to get back to helping out these customers, man. Besides, I'm getting sweaty up in my car, man. I'm too good looking to be all stanky. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, dude. Yeah, no, we'll get you back on here in a few weeks.
Well, I'll probably be back in between, but when KIP drops, Nod is Power, you know, when I get close to that one, you know, have me back on, and I might throw you a little something. You'll be the first one to hear it all done. I'll throw it on the radio station, and, you know,
we definitely appreciate that, man. Hell yeah. Well, yeah, you have a great rest of your night, and thank you so much for being on.
Of course. Oh, before I go to Twitter, Nod is 1993. You can follow me on there, Facebook, Nod is Intellect, the Bandcamp. Just type of knowledge in Bandcamp. I'm the first guy that pops up, man. Shout out to Louie and Shag, and I hope they enjoy the rest of their night. And tell Shag I need an exclusive, because I haven't been able to get. I need an exclusive beat from Shag. Shag is he's too big time nowadays to give a youngin' like me, you know, an exclusive beat. So I need an exclusive for my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? So,
we'll get at him for you.
Yeah. All right, man. You have a nice night.
Bye, buddy. Yeah, you take it easy, man.
Yep, peace, love, and soul.
Later. That was Knowledgeable Intellect. We're going to play one more tune off of his mixtape, Pledge, Life. Life.
Word life. L is for the love of my people. I is for identity, your own separate entity. F is for forever, take it however. E is for exalted. Now bounce, 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 bounce. Louis, bring the hook in right quick. Bounce, pat, bounce, pat, bounce. Bounce, pep bounce, pep bounce, bounce, pep bounce, pep bounce, bounce, pep bounce, pep bounce. Hold on, let me clear my throat, right? Listen, I'm about to go in. Get some water. last night that there was peace. All my pieces up in the feast. And if you had beef, you ate outside of the dog you are. L to the K is at the bar. Ruby just pulled up in the car. That's Louie. Dan the 3 sitting right next to the KID Inferno. Plus Shag is talking beats. Tim is smoking, swishing. Whoop, there's a breakin' in the air. But no, it ain't that sour. It smells like that power. That hole they watch the shower. If you look outside, there's nothing but stars, nothing but space. Surreal got that mass appeal. Rockin' the crowd, there's Lee LaBelle and my uncle. There's no weed to crumble. We always high on his presence. Just kings and queens, ain't got time for these peasants. These devils, these rebels. Everyone looks so proper. You know they ain't no boppers. Lust is gone, we finally free. This is the way we're supposed to be. We dress in white, our team scheme. If I had known, we'd be on such a large scale. Hell, I would've cracked this morph on that triple word, beam. Word life, L is for the love of my people. I is for identity, your own separate entity. F is for forever, take it however. E is for exalted. Word life. L is for the love of my people. I is for identity, your own separate entity. F is for forever, take that however. E is for exalted. The doors open to Trinity. I can describe through diatribes. Let's just say he's affinity. He comes in, he sits down. I probably should have worshipped. Instead, I just got furious. Everyone's looking curious, but I don't stop. Deep breath. Now to be sitting face to face in a whole wide world that's in the place. What's the point if you knew from the jump Eve would bite that fruit? Man with lust for loot. Young people in the hearse chasing after the first. Is weed evil? I see a demon in the eyes of the smoked out. What about them boys? Same sex in these flames flexing. Why oh why oh? Let me talk about love like we know what it is. I love you baby, let's have kids. And all this other BS I'll never get to experience. Where's Mello? Where's Big? Where's L? Where's Pac? Where's Screw? I miss you know who. That voice that haunts me, that voice that haunts me. All I know is pain. All I know is rage. All I know is sorrow. And I'm living on time that's borrowed. Word life. L is for the love of my people. I is for identity, your own separate entity. F is for forever, take that however. E is for exalted. Word life. L is for the love of my people. I is for identity, your own separate entity. F is for forever, take that however. E is for exalted.
Son, you have a job, even though death is trying to rob. My son, when your job is done, you will be so satisfied. When my love is deep inside, your D.O.D. is in my books. There's no need to fear, my son. Death is just a shadow. Now get to it.
He snapped his fingers. It's over. Word life. Word life. F is for forever. Take that however. E is for exalted.
The big sex economy, knowledgeable intellect. And this is Earl presents Tiny Ant vs. Literary Underground. We're always experiencing Dada radio hair, dead air, critical difficulties, having fun. That's what life was like about. And just in the curveballs. So, tonight, we're still continuing with doing our Texas series, I guess. Last week was awesome. A bunch of raw, paw, indie kids. The buzz is in town right now. Buzz of south-south-west, I guess. Mountain region, too. And, night, Dallas-Fort Worth, pop scene. A bunch of young kids producing music. Phenomenal job with it. That is, of course, Louis. Waiting. I like to be alone. Lonely will be on later. Next. Shag is going to be on. Sure. My game computer's here. I think he'll be on in like 90 minutes. I'm going to play you. This is off 1992. It's one of his older releases. Selfish. Really badass.
Awesome. How about yourself?
Doing pretty phenomenal. Dude, so that was Selfish off of your release. I guess that was second, I don't know how many months ago now. A year ago or whatever. Or 90 off of the album. 1992. Very awesome album. That was one that I really heard about you. Very cool style. Sir. Very unique. While simultaneously being very familiar, which is always good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You'll even hear Lord Blog Blog Blow
crazy what they did, like how they took something with like such set in stone guidelines and just like completely reshaped it and like broke the mold and made it something completely different and like organic almost.
Oh yeah, and some of their, I mean, some of Dilla's work especially, I mean, on that Black Star record, I can't remember the track name right off the top of my head. It's like this, it's like a loop 30 second sample that just goes for like something like 2 minutes and like.
It might be, history. I'm not sure if that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think so, but you know, I can't say for sure. But Quali and Most go in on it, like, and it was like a B side on a deep tape that Dilla made, and he, you know, didn't even really like it that much. It just like. They just randomly got their hands on it one day, you know, hip-hop history is made just because, you know, a lot of the time, those random, weird, smaller beats that a lot of producers make don't realize that, like Zodiac Shit by Flying Lotus. It's like one of the shortest tracks ever, but it's like one of those, like, just breaking the mold of hip-hop so much that it's not even hip-hop, but it is hip-hop. Like, it's just...
Have you seen the video for that, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's ridiculous. He always has the craziest videos.
Yeah, one of the guys that is involved with the writing community that we do here, he's good friends with one of the like main artists on the regular show. So we always I'm like calling like all their vlogs and stuff, and I always get into like get like sneak peeks and shit at Adult Swim and like you know, I mean like I don't exclusively get it for myself, but it's just like whenever they post it to their things, and it's just so cool because like everything that little campus producer out there in LA is just so fucking cool, and it's so cool that they work with like. Awesome hip-hop
artists,
like all the time.
Yeah,
and, like,
it is crazy that they get those people to go on there. Like,
right.
Random hip-hop artists will show up on that TV show.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, all of them on any cheat. It's just it's crazy. I want to play one of them off the giant meme.
Welcome back, America. What's going on? You like that track?
I love that track. It really took me back out the other day. I work at a dispensary up here in Denver, and I had this guy with her, and he was like all like distraught, like just like kind of out of it. And I was like, "What's wrong, man?" And he's like, I just drove all the way here from some far Colorado town to sell an N64 to some random individual. And apparently, they like never showed up. So he was like, "I'll sell to you for $40." I was like, "Oh my god, guys."
Yes.
So after I purchased, of course, I went out and bought a bunch of games. Zelda and Oracle of Time were two of those games that I had to purchase right away. So, I mean, being a big nerd as well, I'm a very big fan of your video game style, even if that is kind of a monkey on your back.
No, I mean, that's cool, definitely. I mean, I grew up with Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. Like, actually, Ocarina of Time is what made me learn to read when I was younger, because I wouldn't fucking, like, learn, and my parents tried to do, like, keep me on Hooked on Phonics, and I was probably, like, 8 or 9, like, 7, 8, 9, somewhere around there. And I used to have my mom come all the way from upstairs down to the basement so she could read me everything that Navi would say. And she just got so fed up. She was just like, "You really need to just do this on your own." So one day I was just like, "All right, I guess I'm going to have to learn how to read then." And that's history after that, you know?
Dude, that's fucking that's awesome. Like you learn to read because of Zelda. Like, that's, you don't hear too many success stories like that. You should write your Nintendo. They're like, they would be very, very excited to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But in the long run, it definitely paid off, and have that to thank for any intelligence I built up since then, I guess.
Yeah, that's a really cool story.
So what's it like living in Colorado? I have that question for you, because I was trying to get a job up there at some point after I graduated.
Dude, honestly, Colorado is a wonderful place to live. It's beautiful. Especially, I live in Denver, so I live in a city. So it's going to have all its large city problems, you know. But other than that, I mean, it's a very progressive thinking place, while also being simultaneously pretty conservative. So it's got its peppering of home, also with all the great leisure activities that go along with living in Colorado, all the wonderful freedoms that we enjoy up here. Actually, this weekend, this show is sponsored by Earl, which is a t-shirt company that I work for, and we have a booth in the Cannabis Cup. We're sharing it with the industry that I work in. So it's pretty crazy. He's the first American.
So what's the hip hop scene like there? Is there one?
The hip hop scene is not. I haven't explored it too much. I've got a good friend in the Abstract Collective. The Abstract Collective is really awesome. They're more of a live jazz band. They only get to play a few times during the year, mostly during the summer, because the bassist studies at Berkeley. I'm pretty sure. But they're very eclectic all around hip hop. It's really, it's kind of like roots meets like SCS 9, I guess. I don't know, it's kind of stranger. I think
fucking down to hear that. No, and especially because, like, before I even started making beats, I played drum set. I mean, I still play a little bit, but I was in, like, some pop punk bands and stuff like that. And I think that's a good basis for producing. That's definitely, I always love seeing live instrumentation, because I just sit there and I can watch drummers for like hours and just dig it.
Oh yeah, me too. I hit drums as well, and man, I feel like a lot of time I run into Chris Osborne. I'm not. I'm in full like Whenever I was younger, I was super into metal. And, like, I worked with Brody for, like, my like metal band for a while. Just, like, you know, different shit like that.
I love metal music. And I still do. It's, like, a real big, special place in my heart. But a lot of people that I've run into that, like, really, like, aggressive, hardcore, gangster rap are old metal kids, which is just so comforting to know. That, like,
yeah.
All these pathways are... There's someone out there, you know.
I mean, there's so many parallels. Like, they're so similar. Honestly, like, obviously, they're completely different, like, palettes of sound. But, like, the message I feel like in most groups is almost like the same.
Oh yeah, definitely. And the palette of sound, to get back to that point, like today I was listening to you guys, and I was also listening to a little bit of Michael Zuru in LA. He does like a lot of staples stuff, and works with Frank Ocean and stuff, and like he's got a really unique outer space kind of sound. And I mean, and then I was listening to Hannibal King out of New York, who produces for World Affair, like Green Banks, all those guys. And
man, you can just tell his basis is just in jazz.
He had to have been in like jazz band in high school or brought up in like a jazz. And those communities exist within. And you know, then you've got your hardcore gangster rap people like.
Can you really name
any of like the Brick Squad producers? But I mean, like that stuff is just crazy. Like,
yeah, dude. Hey, Louie just walked in. Do you want me to get him to call?
Hell yeah. Get a little round table on here.
All right, dude. I'm gonna have him call on his phone because it might be a little better on his phone.
For sure. Well, I'll just play a little bit of this track while I go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I think I'm just going to play like one of the tracks while he calls in. Yeah. So we all get adjusted and have a little bit of time.
All right. That sounds awesome. All right. Thanks for having me, dude. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, dude, and I will see you in cyberspace at some point.
Yeah, we'll talk again. All right. Thank you, man.
Later. Yeah. All right, and this next one song is off of Louis' newest mixtape, which is just Escape My Thoughts. Cardiac Control. I waited. Cardiac Control.
So cool. Louie.
Hello. Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, pal.
How are you doing tonight, man?
Hey, I'm chill, man. I just got off work. Chilling with my boy Shag.
Yeah, dude. The whole community is showing out tonight. So it's such an honor and a pleasure to have all you guys out here. All you guys are producing such great music for Dallas Fort Worth area, which, man, it has been lacking so much over the years. As I was talking about AI earlier, I think Big Tuck is the best rapper that I can think of in the past 10 years before y'all's Blood Collective. I started listening to y'all in the past few months.
Yeah, man, it's the Dallas scene has always been kind of just known for, I'm not from here, but I'm very familiar with the music, and it's always been kind of just known for, you know, clubby, booty,
yeah,
titty moving music. But I mean, you go deeper into it, and you know, just like more of the more unknown artists, and you have some pretty positive acts out here. And so just going to shows and stuff, me and Shag go to shows, like, sometimes, like once a month or so, and you'll see some pretty good people. I mean, you still see, you know, your titty and ass moving music and shit, but, I mean, yeah, the scene's definitely going to come up. I can definitely say that. And, I mean, I'm just proud to be a part of it and assisting in it. Like, that goes along with me, Shag, Knowledge, you know, we're all just doing our thing.
Yeah, definitely. You're doing it very well and very, like, uniquely. And as you were saying, you're not from it, from New Orleans. And, man, that's very evident. Your music is, if you listen to hip-hop and you can differentiate, like, music stuff, you've got that down, that dirty sound, that soul, like, rip to it. But it's all polished and nice and jazzy at the same time. I fucking love it, dude. Like, the guy who helped publish my book, helped me get this whole gig set up. I showed him your music a few months ago, and he just went through the roof. He loved it.
Hey, thank you, man.
He got... He came up here, and he was disappointed to find out that you were back in Texas. He thought you were a Denver act, and he was all excited to, like, I don't know, just pick your brain. But, yeah, no, man, you played I Like to Be Alone earlier. I mean, like, your style is very, it's unique, and it's heavy, but it's like airy at the same time. So,
that's really the vibe I've kind of been chasing for. Like, I really do, in more or less in these past 3 beat tapes. Like, I'm trying to do a beat tape a month. It's honestly not looking like that. But these past 3 beat tapes have all kind of just been like, I'm busy, man. These past 3 beat tapes, and even some from last year, have all just kind of been like an emotional outlet or emotional event for me. And then I just release them on compilations. I mean, that's pretty much all it is. Like, right now I'm kind of going through some female issues. And so it's kind of just being portrayed more throughout my music. And so, plus, I mean, I'm stressing with school and work and, you know, just trying to get on the come up as well. All that's real stressful. And it kind of goes into my music. It kind of just goes to, like, what I listen to. And I'll be listening to, like, Pandora or whatever, or a particular station, like a Bjork station or Emotion Heap. And then I listen to that song, and it's like, oh, I can flip that around, or I can manipulate that and make it my own sound.
On your Unstated Waiting Tape, you do an Emotion Heap, that's a great song. I was having a big, it was really hard to choose two songs by each of you guys, you know, to kind of, to like try and bring everybody into it and try and give you, I mean, like, all of you have such experience with work, and you release tape a month. I mean, like, I've got, like,
I work at a hospital.
So they
need a hospital.
That's gotta be stressful as hell.
It is at times. It's just that some weeks are really hard than others. I'm dealing with patients every day and getting to know them. It's like my hours flip from I could be working 60 hours a week or 20 hours a week. It doesn't really matter. it's just trying to piece together school and the music on top of that. And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's at times it's really stressful, but you know, that's like really when it comes into music. Like I just kind of just really, when I make a beat or when I'm making a beat, it's really a stress reliever for me.
Oh, I feel you, man.
Like probably play through like one of your tapes and like just like
pick your brain about stuff and, like, you know, just have, like, a more time just in case I've got about, like, 10 minutes and I've been a caller. So,
oh,
if you're
man,
down
hey, thank you. I'm definitely down with that. Like, I'm sorry, I'm really exhausted right now. I'm not really all here right now. And so, sorry,
like,
I can't really be full force and everything. My mind is just semen right now. It's not really mush.
Every time I work, I drive around Denver for a few hours trying to find a place to do this show at. I don't have internet in my house. I cut the clock close today. I had about like an hour before the show, but got it done. But dude. Here in the next week, I'll talk to you more on Facebook. You know, get this set up. But I really want to have you on and have like a good long segment like we had with AI and Shag. That way you can do justice and play through some more of your music and stuff.
No, definitely, man. Just let me know. You have my phone number, and we can set that up.
Right on, man. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, man.
No, thank you for having me, for real. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, dude, of course. You in cyberspace, brother.
All right, dude.
All right, later.
All right, peace, man. You be easy.
Yeah, you too, man. And now we bring on the weekly guest. Daniel Bonecrusher, Thomas Collins, a.k.a. Ghost, a.k.a. Slam Down. What's up, brother?
Not much, dude. Just letting it hang low, eating a bunch of Doritos Locos tacos and playing some chicken head.
We've done a DFW intensive hip-hop show tonight. With a couple of producers and a rapper, all from DFW. What is your feeling on the DFW hip-hop scene of whenever we were growing up?
Well, I feel like my Chicken Heads reference was pretty straight on, right in line with that.
I feel like so, too.
All I know is I love Tumzilla.
Tom, Big Thug has been brought up a couple of times tonight. Only by me. Of course.
Going a little bit farther south, but I love Bun B till the day I die.
Dude, oh yeah. And I was talking to knowledgeable intellectuals or whatever, and forgot to mention Killer Kaleon. That's who I was trying to think of earlier whenever we were talking. Killer Kaleon. If you haven't checked him out, Sam, he's badass. He's Houston.
No doubt.
That Houston Guild. But, dude, I know that you had a Burger of the Week that you told me about a couple of weeks ago. And I really want that to be the Burger of the Week tonight. I want you to share with America your cheeseburger adventure, what you discovered.
Across there's this burger place, or I don't know if it's a burger. It's pretty wide variety of foods. It's called Gator's Dockside. Pretty native to Florida, I'm pretty sure. The place itself, it's all right. But I ordered a double Reuben burger, and it was corned beef with sauerkraut stuffed in between two patties with Swiss cheese melted on top. And it was a delight, let me tell you.
That sounds like God. I don't know how else to describe that. I mean, a corned beef hash cheeseburger, I've had stuffed cheeseburger before, of course, but to stuff a cheeseburger with corned beef hash and sauerkraut and then melt some Swiss on top of it, that's unprecedented.
Yeah, it really is unprecedented. The second I read that description, I immediately closed the menu. There's no doubt in my mind. I would have never forgiven myself if I wouldn't have ordered that. It took it to a whole new level.
Our first rodeo with stuffed burgers came a few years ago with our good friend Thaddeus Blaze's baby mama. And she was the first to really introduce us into grilled onions and jalapenos and mushrooms. Stuffed inside of a cheeseburger. It really blew all our minds after long drunken escapades with you.
Oh my God. Still to this day, one of the greasiest burgers I've ever eaten, but one of the best.
Oh, without question. Maybe one of the best of all time. we could probably have a whole show. And you know what? In the future, we should have a whole show where we just dedicated to burger styles that we've done. Like our good friend Higgy, I think he lives out in Lubbock still, but lived out in Lubbock at Texas Tech, and he and I'm not sure who was it, was Carr or
Trill. He lives in St. I have no idea.
Just trying to remember who came up with his burger with him. Anyway, it's grilled cheeses for the bun, stuffed burger in the middle, bacon. I mean, just like the whole nine yards. And he got his name Higgy for a reason. The last time I talked, he wanted to smother it with chili. And I do not blame him. If you're gonna go that far, you might as well take it to the hoop.
Like Don. Taking it to the same heart. And he's your hemophilic, so.
Yeah. Shout out to Piggy. The show is dedicated to Piggy now.
No doubt. That guy can breathe like a peach, and it's nuts.
shout out to Rodney Wade Gill as well. Mr. Wade Gill. Another burger lord from Texas. EFW. Because I was thinking you might have a double burger of the night. Because I was going to do Al's Cheeseburgers and you didn't end up calling. Did you ever go there? In Arlington?
Oh, sorry, cut out. Nope, never been there.
I don't think
I've ever been there.
It's like north of the stadium. It's like a way. It's over by that big, huge park, Riverside. Anyway, great old like cheeseburger place. It's pretty much based on Happy Days. And that little diner that they have in Happy Days.
Oh, God. Hopefully Henry Winkler's there.
Dude. Only hope that Vaughn makes special appearance.
Oh, God. Hey, I don't know what's going on. My phone's pretty staticky. You kind of sound like Boba Fett right now.
Yeah, I've been hearing all night that I'm static. I don't know why. It's Blog Talk Radio.
This is not my
phone. Yeah, everybody is.
This entire show, and it's going to be staticky, you know.
Hopefully, you'll have realism. Radio swag. People don't know anything about this. Tonight on the VHS docket, which is a new segment, which I just started. It's a choice between Mortal Kombat, Green Ninjas, and I don't remember what the other choice was tonight. Escape from New York.
That's with Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah. And it's based off. Have you ever played the game Metal Gear Solid?
No.
Well, the main character Snake, Snake Plissken, is based off of Snake from Metal Gear Solid. Little fun fact. Matter of fact for everybody tonight.
Man, I don't know. They're the same category, I guess, because they're all fighting. But, I mean, I love the Three Ninjas.
Yeah. I'm leaning toward Three Ninjas. Anytime I watch an early 90s kids movie, though, it makes me want the whole lot. I don't know if that's a normal urge or you should get that checked out right there. But I mean, whenever you're watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like it's acceptable to need pizza because there's so much pizza being shown. But for every movie, had that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's a tough one though, man. Like, because I can totally respect that Miss Vaughn just somehow became a black belt in martial arts and killed Kano. So going from third grade to strangling dudes with their legs, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's Veronica Vaughn. Truly, 20, I don't even remember. You should do that line.
I'll tell you who. It's that goddamn Sasquatch.
I will. We're in the last minute of the show.
God is love, Reverend.
Yeah, God bless, Reverend.